You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
It's time, MLB.com Extras, the Oakland A's edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Jane Lee. And Jane, lo and behold, here we are, just after Labor Day. And you got a laborious one on Labor Day. A one-run victory for the Oakland A's. Did it feel like one of those hard-fought one-run victories?
It really did. It actually felt like, you know, a game that we're used to seeing the A's play last year or the season before. It was just that type of game where, you know, they showed their resiliency. They had guys like Coco Crisp and Sean Doolittle contributing, you know, guys that have been on the DL for the majority of the season. And you see Coco come up big and in a pinch hit spot with the bases loaded, drives in two runs to get a six-run inning going. And then you know they took a one-run lead into the ninth and had their guy Doolittle back out on the mound for the first time, in a save situation in a long time, and he got his first save, needed just five pitches. It felt like old times, and I think a lot of the guys were saying that. And obviously a different year, a different tune to this year, but it's always good to see, especially at this time of year. Bob Melvin will be the first to admit, it could be easy to back down, but there's a lot of guys on this team that do have something to play for, a lot of the young guys. And at this time of year, you know, the effort's there, and that's kind of all you can ask for. Obviously, the season's long, and most of it hasn't gone the A's way. But those types of games, that's what kind of keeps them going right now. You see those silver linings every so often, and there were a lot of those yesterday, and it really just kind of keeps, things loose in the clubhouse when it could be dull and bad this time of year. And they're showing their resiliency, and I think that's what's been there all season, and really those are the type of things you look for from a team like this.
Yeah, well, it was almost really like two or three one-run victories wrapped up in that one, a 10-9 win. But interesting stuff about Doolittle being very sharp at the end. Of course, the game was played without Stephen Vogt, who took a foul tip in the groin the day before. And he stayed at home for the game. That was kind of a brutal scene. And any additional updates on how he's doing?
Yeah, he's resting at home. Melvin keeps saying as comfortably as he can. You can imagine not a comfortable situation anyway, but he's at home. He underwent some tests, and the tests showed no fracture, no rupture, nothing. So that's good to hear. And I think he was going to undergo some more tests just because there was a lot of swelling, and they wanted to make sure that they didn't miss anything. There's a chance he could be back out at the ballpark today. Of course, not in the lineup. I don't think we'll see him in the lineup for at least a few days. But he could be out there. You also wouldn't blame him if he stayed at home one more day to rest. And I know everyone's kind of sending good thoughts his way. And in the meantime, it gives a guy, Carson Blair, maybe an opportunity. He'll kind of be acting as the backup to Josh Fegley. And really he's an interesting story. A draft pick by the Red Sox a long time ago, and before the season had never played, he had only played about 17 games above Class A. So, a good story for him. Showed up in spring training, kind of quietly impressed with his catching skills, throwing skills, and was one of the few final call-ups this past week, and entered the game for vote as a defensive replacement. And so we could see him get a start here in the next few days. So he made his big league debut. So it's one of those things where, as much as everyone was feeling for vote, you also had to feel good for a guy like Carson Blair. And but I know that everyone is wishing vote well. And it was good to see him. I think he tweeted out the other day, just thanking fans for all of the support and positive thoughts. And he was doing okay. So could be worse, yeah. But still not fun.
Yeah, well, no doubt. No fun for anybody on that one. You know, speaking of interesting stories, I want to ask you about Ryan Dole. And first of all, you know, does he have to leave school early to get to games? And is he getting all his homework done? How old is this kid?
He looks like he's 15, and he's actually 25, which is amazing. I mean, every time I look at him, I'm thinking, no way that you're 25. Just because he's got that, you know, youthfulness to him. He's got the long blonde locks. Like, I mean, he looks like he should, you know, be in high school surfing competitions and not, you know, throwing on a big league mound. But definitely a cool story. I think this was the guy that, you know, when all the call-ups were made that first day in September, you know, everyone was just really excited for him. He started the season in Double A, and I mean, was so good. You know, got a promotion to Triple A, kind of unexpected. And it could be one of those, you know, unique finds for the A's. He posted an ERA under 0.8 this season in the minors, and he's come up and he's kind of done the same thing. I mean, they already ran him through, you know, the heart of the Angels order, facing you know, the Calhoun, Trout, Pujols trio, which, I mean, it's hard enough for anyone, let alone, you know, this a kid coming up in just a second big league appearance. And, you know, he appears unfazed by anything. He's got a good mix of pitches. And, you know, it's again, you know, we talk about silver linings for a team that's, you know, been out of contention for a while, looking for all the good things. And this is definitely one of them. I think everyone loves talking about Ryan Dole these days, loves seeing him out on the mound. And, you know, you look at him and you kind of, you know, you have a good feeling about what could be a really good piece for this bullpen next year. You know, a bullpen that struggled really most of the season. I mean, even up until now, you know, you're still seeing those struggles. You saw it yesterday in the win. You know, a lot of guys still struggling in the late innings. And, of course, they came back and came out with the win. But those bullpen struggles haven't gone away. And so to see, you know, a few guys here and there impressed like Dole, that's, you know, that's got to get them feeling good about, you know, what could potentially be next year.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, another thing for fans, they don't get Barry Zito, as you and I had more or less lamented last week. We kind of hoped that maybe they would, you know, call him up and have a little fun there in September. But in this series with the Astros, Scott Kazmir returns to face his old team, and he and Sonny Gray are going back and forth already and a little trash talk. I mean, that'll be a little bit of fun for the fans.
This should be a fun game. I think everyone, you know, including, you know, Melvin, everyone's really looking forward to this one. I think anyone that's been around the A's knows how close Sonny and Kazmir are. I mean, they were almost attached at the hip in the clubhouse, had neighboring lockers. And Kazmir was close with a lot of guys in the clubhouse, but Sonny really kind of clung to him. Just as a, you know, a role model to look up to in the game, not just for baseball advice, but, you know, off the field advice too. And he was the one that, I don't know that anyone was more upset when Kazmir was traded than Sonny. You know, including all the fans, Sonny, I think, took it the hardest just because that was his guy, that's his buddy. And I think people forget, too, how young Sonny still is. You know, he's only 25, and you look at what he's accomplished, it's pretty amazing, but he's still quite young and, you know, is still learning, and Kazmir was one of his go-to guys. And so I think, you know, to see them, of course, they're not actually facing each other, but, you know, to see them in opposite dugouts and opposite mounds, I think it really should be fun, and not just for the fans, but for them and for the teams involved, too.
Have a chance to, you know, mix it up again, as we know, down the stretch. It's funny how these schedules work. They're going to be road tested down this stretch, and I guess that means you will be too, Jane. But always appreciate it. Next week, I guess we'll be talking from some exotic place in the American League West.
That's right. Yes, a lot of games still to be played against those West guys, and it should be interesting, just because, you know, like you saw yesterday, the A's could have a hand in. And what happens with that division.
No doubt. Thanks, Jane. Jane Lee, MLB.com Extras, the Oakland A's edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.